And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Well, the phones already went off when I mentioned this because there's some people that have noticed it, which is hilarious. Aldi, you know, we're not sponsored. Wish we were. It's one of those situations, right? Mm. We're big fans. We go. Special buys for the silly season. Great time to get around that middle aisle, all right?
Yeah, do you know what's really good? What you do is you go to the special buys, you buy something for someone, then realise they don't want it.
Yes.
And then go, oh, I could take it back or I could then re-gift it.
Yes.
And just like phone in someone else's Christmas present.
Exactly. Well, I wouldn't say it's phoning in. I'd say it's a delightful Christmas present, something that not just you but your beautiful family can use. And if you don't want it, that's fine. I'll return it. Okay? Do you want it or not?
What?
Do you want it or not?
You're being very specific.
Yeah,
I don't know
very
what you're
specific.
About.
Do you want it?
I was just making an example, mate. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're going to love it. Anyway, it's called Slay the Season, if you've seen this latest catalogue.
Mm.
And Slay indeed. Big. They're saying Slay as in, you know, horses and their Slay.
But also like Beyonce.
I mean, it's very I Slay, right?
Yeah.
I've sent you the catalogue. Now, great gift ideas, you know. And these ones are on sale tomorrow. So line up for this. Because I can see there's a few things in there that are going to go very quickly. Okay. Now, I've sent you the catalogue. The first page you open, beautiful gifts, you know, for someone that likes candles and nice smelling
diffusers and that kind of bizzo.
That's called heaven scent, right?
Beautiful. Yeah.
Second page. Treat yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There's something in there that's creating a bit of a buzz.
Right. So there's pajamas, I can see. There's like a hair curler, a gown.
Yeah. I've zoomed in. I've sent you the next picture there.
A massage cushion. Oh.
Okay.
All right.
There is apparently a hot and cold massager.
Yeah, right.
Right? Specifically designed head types to suit different areas on the body. Now, yes, yes, I have a brain of a 13-year-old boy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And did I giggle? Yes, I did. I giggled and giggled and giggled.
Sure.
And then Jimmy giggled. And then he said people mentioned it at work.
Jimmy giggled.
Yeah, that's right. He said people mentioned it at work, like, have you seen that, Aldi?
Oh, really?
I checked Reddit. It's all over Reddit.
Yeah.
Three adjustable levels for cooling, massage and heating. Powerful vibration. Deep massage.
Okay. Right. Don't go too deep with it though.
You've got batteries there. Without charger adapter, you get 6 watts of power. I mean, if that means anything to you, good. Using time, 3.5 to 4.5 hours with the vibration on.
Mm.
Or same amount of time with the heating, but if you want a bit of a cooling action, it'll only last 1.5 to 2.5 hours.
I reckon that'll just about cover it, though.
3 intensity levels?
Yeah.
Something's not quite, you know? Yeah.
Seems quite portable, quite sort of it sort of would fit in your bedside table drawer kind of arrangement.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
You can keep it nice and, you know, just for you, treat yourself.
Handy.
It says here as well, 2-head design. So there's one on the front and there's one on the back as well, just in case. And 3 adjustable levels for both ends.
Why are you bringing this to the table when you are clearly trying to resell your own massager? Why are you telling people
about
this?
Okay, what I'll say is that if you like the look of that, how about a massive massage gun that has like 7 different heads on it?
And I believe you finally got Jimmy to invent that wall mount so you can...
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
I'm very lucky in the sense that we get along with our in-laws really, really well. Both sides. Obviously, Carlia does a great job of it. We live with my, you know, mum and stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
But her parents up in Brisbane, I am very fond of, and you know,
we're very loved too.
Yeah, so we're just, you know, it's just worked out. You know, it doesn't, and I feel for people where it doesn't work out because, man, that's got to suck.
Mm.
Right? Yeah. But Carly's dad, Kim, has had some surgeries over the last probably 3 to 4 years. He had both knees replaced about 3 years ago.
Ouch.
And that took a while for him to sort of recover from, as you can imagine. He's even more cyborg now because he has just had both of his hips replaced.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Both hips and both knees done within the last few years.
Yeah.
Oh.
How do they do both at once?
Well, I imagine they just get in there and chop him open and...
Oh, lele.
Take the old, you know, worn off ones and replace them with titanium, I guess. Mm. So anyway, so he's literally in recovery. So I think they had it done Friday.
Yeah.
And he was in the ICU for a few days, but I believe he's just moved to the ward.
Okay.
As you can imagine, scary time, huge surgery, really invasive, and recovery will take physio and a couple of weeks of sort of being in rehab-ish sort of conditions.
Strengthening again just to be able to walk again.
Yeah. And then to be able to go home. And having your hips replaced means it affects what you're allowed to do in terms of sitting and whatnot when you know, the kind of seats you're allowed to
even
sit on.
Even lying down, how do you get up from things and go upstairs? And
there's a lot to it. And a lot of pain involved, which
means
a lot of pain medication.
Oh,
your ears have pricked up now, haven't they?
So
you know I love my pain medication.
So he's on like 3 different kinds of full-on pain medication at the moment.
They can make you so sick as
and
well.
And he's in the hospital. And so what was it? It was today. So yesterday, my sister-in-law, so Carly's sister, messages us in the group chat, which he's in, my father-in-law's in, but he's obviously not looking at the moment. Guys, message Dad. He's drug messaging and drug called Brad, so her husband, last night by accident. It's hilarious.
Take advantage of this window.
That's when you
of time.
Ask for a home loan deposit. Dad, can I? You want to transfer that money over now? Yeah,
so,
great.
So he replied to my brother-in-law's message that he sent on the day of the surgery. Hey, mate, wishing you the best for your operation. Let us know when you're in recovery. On Monday, replied, happy dith fay, maid. Have one for May. And then my sister-in-law, Whitney, messaged him, hey, Dad, hope you're recovering okay. Hospital stays okay. I've lost my voice. I can't call, but we'll try tomorrow if I can talk. Love you. And his reply is, we're give me drunus XXX. WWER give me capital D R U N W S drunus triple X, right?
Okay. So. Why is it such like it's because it's one of those things in life that you've ever been in the recovery room with someone, it is quite comical. Mm. So to have it written for
incredible, right?
Yes.
So then Carly is like, all right, well, I'm gonna message him. And says, I hope those robot hips are feeling okay. Dad will call you later with the girls. And he says, okay, just wend fit. A work ripper out of the scones.
I think I can translate. I think what he's saying is that he just went to the bathroom for the first time.
And finally I jumped on board and said, hey, mate,
amazing.
Hope you're feeling all right after the big op. Just remember the open bit of the gown goes at the back. Catch up with you soon, Tom.
That's
and he
cute.
Says, hey, I bid it tat way hee here. So bless him.
Yeah.
He is having a great time.
Yeah.
And hopefully that fills anybody who has to get their hips replaced sometime soon with, you know, a bit of optimism.
Yeah.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Everyone's got a mate. You know who I'm talking about out of all your friendship groups who just everything works perfectly for them.
Mm. Oh, they never stress, ever. Yeah. And they should be the ones that are stressed.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. But it just all seems to work out perfectly.
So annoying. Oh. So annoying.
So annoying.
Well, Friday, had this lovely lunch. So I think I might have mentioned it last week on the show. I was going for a long lunch on Friday, as you guys say, on my RDO.
Mm.
One of the wonderful supporters of the Geelong Footy Club has been the Pivots, one of the coterie groups, been there for 50 years, I think, and he's had this same lunch for 30 years now. And it's a bit of a get-together of people, but also an important fundraiser for the club.
Sure. Nice.
It's in Melbourne, Flower Drum Restaurant, which is really nice, down the Little Bourke Street end
very
of town
nice.
There. Very, very nice. got a lift up with Andrew Mackey. So he drove. Me, Joel Selwood, and also another one of the supporters from the club, Simon Farrell, headed on up. Terrific to catch up with Mac and Sal and chat in the car. Andrew Mackey.
I'm sorry, I'm surprised that all four of you are allowed to go in the same car at the same time, a la Beatles.
Yeah, or the Queen.
Cats royalty there in the one car. Oh, my God.
And why are you in a car to begin with?
Yeah. Helicopter.
Yeah.
Go on, sorry.
That's okay. Continue. Andrew Mackey is that friend.
Yeah.
Everything's just perfect. So how is this for Andrew's day, first of all? Now, Andrew's been basking in the glory of being the list manager at the Cats.
Yeah, right.
And absolutely nailed the off-season trade period.
Yeah.
Got in Ollie Henry, got in Tanner Bruin. Mm. Oh, yeah, we'll get in Jack Bowes from the Gold Coast Suns. Also throw in pick number 7 for us, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And we'll draft a local kid who's supposedly going to be the next Joel Selwood.
Yeah.
Superb. So he's the king at the moment in footy circles. We jump in the car with him. Fantastic trip up with Mac. We were running a little bit late.
Of course you were.
We had to be there, I think 12:30 was start. It was looking like we were probably going to get there about 1. Now, a little bit rude, a bit of pressure going on.
Mm. Whose fault was that, though?
Well, I would argue that it was Andrew's fault.
Ah, okay. All right.
For deciding to leave a little bit later than we should have.
Because these people aren't as stressed as a normal community.
No. Mm. And we can stop and pop in there and grab some petrol or a bite to eat or something on the way. I'm like, no, we got to move. We've got to get there. We've got to be there on time. Not stressed at all from Andrew. Drives up with it. Parking that end of Melbourne, it's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah.
So Andrew just drives basically to the front door of the restaurant or just like 25 metres around the corner from the restaurant. Like, mate, what are you doing? Just get any car park within a 20K radius.
And we'll run the rest of the way.
Instead drives in, there's a good one, $25 all day parking in Melbourne. I didn't
That's
even know that
of.
Exists.
Yeah.
I go, oh, it's going to be full. Mac, this is stupid. Just get a park anywhere. Drives in. Hey, mate, can I park here? He's like, yeah, no worries at all. It was one where, like, basically valet parking for $25.
$25 for a whole day.
Leave the keys. So first of all, I'm just thinking, okay, this is the way Andrew rolls. This is great.
Yeah.
We've got a car park. My stress levels have dropped considerably because we're no longer going to be badly late to this lunch. Anyway, we have this beautiful lunch, magnificent, everything goes on. Quickly fast forward to the end of the day. We end up leaving later than he'd initially planned because he wanted to get back to watch his son's cricket that night at Elderslie Reserve in Newtown.
Yeah.
Right.
He was playing there. He goes, oh, can we leave at 3 o'clock because I want to watch my son play cricket.
Mackie Jr.
Mackie Jr. We end up leaving about 3:45, 3:50.
Oh, so okay.
Way late.
Yeah.
Ryan Friday track.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the first thing we do, is drive into Bedlam.
Yeah.
Traffic everywhere. Mm. Took us half an hour to get out of the city.
Yeah.
Now, unbeknownst to me, Andrew just casually makes a comment and goes, oh, got 30 Ks left on my fuel tank.
In the city.
In the CBD. There's no petrol stations.
There is nothing.
30 kilometres. I don't let it get to 130 kilometres without stressing.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, mate, do you know of any petrol stations in the city? Because I'm in total stress mode here.
Oh, man, it's like City Road.
And Sal's in the front seat and he's saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Matt goes, oh, no, we'll make it to Point Cook.
Oh,
with the stop and start of city traffic on a Friday night.
We'll get petrol at Point Cook.
I couldn't be in this car, I'll tell you.
Mac, this is ridiculous. Mm. So it takes us about half an hour, probably more, to get out of the city onto the highway. We then get on. The Westgate Bridge is not moving. We are crawling and the tank is just going down. It's a pretty new car that Andrew's driving. Starts flashing up with fuel level critical we're sitting on the top of the Westgate.
At least you can roll down the hill.
Yeah.
Mate, what do you want to do? Are we going to pull over Williamstown? Or I reckon we go to Williamstown. Do you reckon we get over in the far lane, let's get to Williamstown.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, nah, we'll make it to Point Cook. Oh, can you not read that it says fuel level critical?
Critically low.
And we're still crawling. And when I say crawling, I mean you could walk faster than we are moving now. Nah, all good. Starts weaving his way through, little bit here, opens up briefly, you get a little bit of momentum. No, you're back, stopping. like beeping going everywhere, fuel level critical, find a service station. And then the next indication was, it said, you know how they have Google Maps, there is no service station within the range of your fuel level.
Oh, okay. That's very fancy.
So you continue on.
So you got to the petrol station?
We make it to Laverton with 1 kilometre to spare.
Oh, brilliant.
Okay.
Andrew gets the petrol there.
Yeah.
I'm going, well, okay, everything else is a write-off. We cricket, done,
forget
finished.
It. Yeah.
We finally get through. We make it to Elderslie Reserve in Newtown. Pulls up out of the car, opens the door right as his son is walking out to bat in cricket.
What a life.
And he gives him the little wave like, hey, son, I've been here all the time, you know, watching you again. Absolutely worked out perfectly for Andrew.
Must be nice.
Hate him for it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Okay. You've noticed, probably, there's a lot of schoolies out and about.
Oh, yeah, there are.
And they're having a time, and good on them. Well, why shouldn't they? You know, and I love them. I've had no problems.
Yeah, we only get schoolies once, unless you go back and you go back, and then you pretend you're young enough to go back and go back and go back.
I didn't do that. I didn't even go to the first schoolies. I missed out.
Nor did
I. Went to a rave in Ballarat instead. Shout out to Cryle Castle.
My friends and I were too lazy. What were you doing, Lenny?
I did one of the original, or not original, first
the original?
Surfers.
Did you really?
Yeah.
The first ever schoolies trip.
Nah, it
was
what
happened in 1979.
Sorry, can I just backpedal to Cryle Castle?
Oh, the raves used to be the best. If anyone knows what I'm talking about, what a time.
I went to.
Did you?
I went to Cryle for raves.
Did you?
Couple of times, yeah.
Did you two ever?
What?
No. We were probably in the same place at the same time.
Probably.
Yeah.
No, nothing ever happened?
Like what?
Like a little pash.
Oh, my gosh. You're a sicko.
Yeah.
And we're I mean that with love, Tom.
We were talking about this yesterday. We were there to dance.
To dance the dance of our people. Now shut up.
Anyway, continue.
Anyway, schoolies are, oh God, that's a horrible taste in my mouth.
Absolutely thrown both of us.
Just.
I don't know if we can go on.
No, can we take a break?
Yeah, all right. Here's some ads.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Schoolies around, good job everyone. That's awesome. There's heaps of kids, you know, hanging out with their mates down the beach, on the corners, hanging out in the pubs, all that type of stuff. I love it. Have a good time. But I will admit, when I'm sort of driving past them or parked up next to them and they're on the street next to me, or I have to park, reverse parallel park in front of them, I'm really scared.
Intimidated.
Very intimidated by the youth, okay? And that's because I'm worried that they're just going to, you know, yell like a joke or something out to me and I'm just going to be like, heh, you know, and I just not, I don't know. I just kind of, you know.
You're old, yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
So, this is hilarious. Jimmy, lovely Jimmy James, my partner, right? He was going for a drive and he was doing some gardening and he was painting the deck. That's deck, okay, Tom? And he needed a paint tray. And so he called up his mum and dad. He's like, hey, can I get a paint tray? Yeah, cool, awesome. So I had to go and pick one up. He was in his Cobra, okay? And Wombie was in the car.
Aussie Adventures.
Wombie was in the car, and he's got a Subi, all right?
Yeah. The Forester?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The surfboard in the back, whatever.
Oh, look,
but there's
at
no
the
like
part.
There's no, like, stickers or anything on it.
It's quite butch.
Anyway. Window down, and he was listening to, he loves Tote Bag Radio, okay?
Don't know what that is.
You have to subscribe to be a part of it. When you subscribe, you get a tote bag.
Yes, of course, yeah.
Okay?
The old, no shade.
Yeah, no shade. It's a weekend, and they're playing a bit of twang, country style, cool vibes, Americana. Anyway, so he's listening to this, and he pulls up some kids, and he's like, they're all teenagers. He's like, the smallest one of the bunch, the tiniest one.
At an intersection? Is that the lights? Window down.
Intersection.
Twang, twang, twang.
Everyone's just kind of looking at
PBS.
Him. Yeah. Nah, triple R.
Triple R.
Always the small one, too.
And they, he sticks his head in, and he gives him a shuck, and he goes, yo.
The kid did that to Jimmy James.
The kid did that to Jimmy.
Stuck his head in the car.
Because they were kind of right there. Not like right in the car, but he stuck his head out of the group so that Jimmy could hear and all his mates could hear. And he went, yo.
Like
and shuck it at him.
As in like, good on you.
Like, oh, you're a cool surfer dude.
Yeah. Right.
And Jimmy's like, huh, cool. And gave the thumbs up. And he drove away and he's like, oh, he sledged me.
Jimmy's got a genuine drive-by.
He was the one that was driving.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, oh, what did he mean by that? And it's like, he was like sledging me in front of his mates and they were all giggling. And he like it was like, huh, check out this guy in his Subaru with a surfboard playing his country twang with an Akubra.
It does suck getting burnt by a 14-year-old.
Yeah, it does. And the fact of the matter is, so you really hurt his feelings.
You jerk.
It's not like me where I'd yell back, oh, yeah, all right.
Nah.
Right, you know, grow a proper moustache.
Cut
or something,
come back
right?
Like that. Yeah,
yeah I've got nothing.
I don't know. You would have bloody thick skin. You would have to deal with that kind of garbage all the time.
Oh, yeah. You just got to ignore.
But that was a sledge, right?
That's a good sledge. That's
yo.
Yo. With the shaka
like. It was simple, but clearly impacted him. Exactly what you want from a sledge.
I know. And he's like, I'm more than a surfer. All right? That's not my main bit of personality. I'm like, no. Darling, it is. Like, you don't put that out into the world. You're not like, hey, everyone, look at me. I'm a surfer. But that's what you do. You're driving a Subaru.
Yeah.
You got an Akubra on, tote bag radio.
Does he have the cork hanging off his Akubra?
He only uses the corks in special situations.
Oh, gross.
He was corkless this time.
Disgusting.
Keep the corks.
So,
yeah.
For me, whenever stuff like that happens, particularly with like teenage kids, I go straight back to school and like internally I just die. I just shrivel and die and then I go home and I cry. So I get it.
Yeah. I'd act like I'd yell something out the window, but I wouldn't. I'd just be like, Mum!
Here's what I will say. Jimmy James, you are cool. You're a cool guy.
Yo.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.